People in France are also worried because the specter of the far right is looming there, too. The incumbent president, socialist François Hollande, is very unpopular. So voters on the left who want to have a say in the presidential election next spring are doing something new. They're going to strategize the victory on the right by voting in the primary for right-wing candidates. Here's Emma Jacobs from Paris.
Penelope Metro took part in a protest last weekend in Paris against American president-elect Donald Trump. I'm a member of the left in my values and my principles, said the 23-year-old student. But the next day, she planned to cross party lines and vote in France's primary for the political right. Kind of like a liberal Democrat voting in a Republican primary. The right's candidate has a very strong chance of becoming president, and I want to have a voice about my preferred candidate, she said. Like the general election in the spring, the primary takes place in two rounds, with a runoff between the top two vote-getters. Of the millions who cast their ballots in round one last Sunday, 15% belong to the political left. Many of them came out to vote against the return of the polarizing former president, Nicolas Sarkozy. And some, like 45-year-old Karine, voted in the primary because they're pessimistic about a left-wing candidate being strong enough to make it to the final runoff. Even though I'm on the left, I have to acknowledge it, Karine says. She asked me not to use her last name to protect the privacy of her vote. She decided to vote strategically for a center-right politician, Alain Juppé, because she felt he was the best positioned to take on the candidate she's really worried about in the general election, Marine Le Pen of the anti-immigrant National Front Party. We can't kid ourselves here. To have a strong candidate to go up against the National Front, we need a very good candidate from the right, she said. In the end, Sarkozy didn't make it into the runoff. His former prime minister, François Fillon, led the pack and will face Juppé in the primary runoff this Sunday. Fillon's victory was a big surprise, and it's left pollsters here scrambling a bit. Sounds familiar, right? But in an election that is much more compressed than the American timeline, a lot can happen, including the emergence of a stronger candidate on the left. On the far right, Marine Le Pen has grown her party's support, especially in the year after the terrorist attacks in Paris and Nice. Still, there's precedent for the left and center-right working together to keep the extreme right from winning. There's the case of Marine Le Pen's own father. On April 21st, 2002, Jean-Marie Le Pen did well enough in the first round to make it to the presidential runoff. Protester Penelope Metro remembers that day. She was just 9 years old. It was my sister's birthday, she recalls. We had just returned from vacation, and then it was a catastrophe. Everyone was calling saying, you need to vote. You need to vote in the runoff. In the end, Le Pen Sr. never expanded beyond his core of far-right voters. He lost overwhelmingly to President Jacques Chirac. But the world has shifted since then. When Le Pen Sr. made it to the runoff, it came as a surprise. This year, French voters expect his daughter to be a leading contender. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Paris.